I've always been interested in the legislative process, and this year I've been involved with the North Central Missouri Indivisible Movement, and we've been working to try to make sure that we get candidates running for all the offices. I don't know, last year in 2016, 96 seats out of the 163 seats in the Missouri State House ran unopposed, and that's just giving up our representation without a fight. And frankly, I don't like the direction that things are going in Jeff City. I'm not happy with the push for charter schools. I think they're trying to push us down the Kansas yellow brick road on taxes, trying to break the state that way. I think there's too many important programs out there that are not being taken care of right now, like infrastructure, healthcare, education, economic development right now that's not being taken care of. Indivisible was a organization or a movement that started right after the 2016 election. It was formed by a group of congressional aides and legislative aides that saw the resistance. It's a resistance movement, I guess you'd call it, to the Trump agenda. And we didn't like the direction the country was being taken under that movement. And so we formed the organization in January, and based basically out of Marshland, because that's where most of our membership started from, but we've branched out all over the north part of the state. And there's at least two Indivisible organizations or chapters in every congressional district in the country now. It has been a rapid growing movement. We don't take credit for, but you look at the Women's March and after the inaugural last year and all the different marches, we've been proud of the fact that they can go to a lot of the senators and representatives' offices to let them know our thoughts and feelings about the legislation that's in front of them, whether it be the health care program or now the tax cut program that they're trying to push through. I think education is critical. I'm a graduate of the University of Missouri in 1976, and I've got five kids, four of which have graduated from different universities in Missouri, and I've always told them that, you know, you get your education and nobody can ever take that away from you. And even though I worked on the railroad most of my career, I did use my education in that from the fact that I graduated with an ag mech degree with an emphasis in economics. And during my time on the railroad, I spent 5 years traveling the system, teaching new hires the rules. And part of that was made possible because of the fact that I had a college degree and some experience teaching. We've got to get to work on our infrastructure. Our roads are crumbling, and we haven't done anything about that for several years, and that's got to be addressed. Another thing is the opioid epidemic. It's a travesty that Missouri is the only state in the country that we can't put together a program or a deal to monitor who's getting these drugs and who's getting these prescriptions. That's got to be corrected, and we've got to do these jobs. We've got to take care of business in Jeff City instead of spending their time trying to legislate people's bedrooms. I'm born and raised in Marshland, Missouri, and graduated Marshland in 1972. I was involved with 4-H for 10 years in Linn County, and during the time I was at the university, I traveled with the College of Agriculture. We went to Central and South America in the winter, spring of 76, and then again in June of 76, so we went on a college tour that we went to Europe, and all of this was touring and looking at agriculture facilities and colleges, training centers, and over those areas. And it was very enlightening, and I really was a great trip. It was college credit too, but it was eye-opening, you know, to see these other areas and how people lived and the crops and everything. So that was tremendous. And after I graduated from college, I spent 2 years working for AmeriBank as an ag loan officer. And that was just prior to the 80 farm crisis. And I didn't like the direction things were going with the banks were pushing so much money into these farmers that was getting them in trouble. And it ended up getting them in trouble. And I got an opportunity in 78 to hire out on the railroad, and my father had been on the railroad all of his career. And so I knew what it was about, and I took the opportunity to go to work on the railroad. Spent 37 years there and as a conductor, and like I said, I spent 5 years traveling the system all over the country teaching new hire conductors the rules, the rule book, which is about 3 inches thick, and you have to learn it to 90% proficiency. So that, and then like I say, I have 5 kids, and my wife taught school, and we run a small business for several years, and then I retired 2 years ago. And I've always been interested in legislative process and active in the legislative process, as far as I'm a legislative rep for NARV, which is National Association of Retired and Veteran Railroad Employees, and I'm very active in that. And so this opened up, or the possibility of running for this office, we started talking about it in the fall and made the decision to go for it.